It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Veeam, where you can get a fully functional 30-day trial of Veeam Backup Management Suite at Veeam.com. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
March 10th, 1988, Art Cancrow, using the web handle Ignatius T. Fubar, launches the uncensored bulletin board system. It's a 586 Unix system running a customized version of the Citadel BBS software. It would outlive most of the contemporaries, shutting off dial-up access in 2001. 1994, 3DO announces that Gold Star and Samsung Electronics have been licensed to manufacture the 3DO interactive multiplayer video game systems. 1995, SysOp of the Davy Jones Locker Bulletin Board System, Richard Kennedick, is sentenced in U.S. District Court to six months home detention and 2 years probation for violating copyright laws. 1997, America Online announces the acquisition of Lightspeed Media. It's a producer of internet-based soap operas and other internet video programs. Also in 1997, the ashes of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry were launched into space in a capsule about the size of a stick of lipstick. It was aboard the space shuttle Columbia, and their ashes would remain in orbit for approximately 5 years when it burned up on reentry. Also in 1997, Netscape Communications announces the third generation of its web browser software. The new software focused on extranets and private internet connections between companies. And in 1999, Sony files three requests with the San Francisco Federal Court regarding Kinectic's virtual game station product. Sony demands that Kinectic cease the use of PlayStation BIOS, deliver all copies of BIOS to Sony, and give Sony all prototypes of Windows versions of the software. The court rejects all the requests.
And now this word from our friends over at Veeam, V-E-E-A-M.com. Did you know that you can back up your vSphere and Hyper-V virtual machines for free? That's right. Veeam Backup Free Edition is a great way to provide agentless backups for virtual machines. In fact, Veeam Backup Free Edition provides 12 awesome features that you can use to make your life easier, including Veeam Zip for ad hoc backups, Quick Migration for VMware, Veeam Explorer for Exchange, and SharePoint, and more. You can download Veeam Backup Free Edition and Veeam One Free Edition easily from Veeam.com. You can even download a fully functional 30-day trial of a Veeam Backup Management Suite. It all starts at Veeam.com. That's V-E-E-A-M.com. V-E-E-A-M.com. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, NASDAQ stock market index peaks at 5,132.52, signaling the beginning of the end of the dot-com boom. Also in 2000, the value of Sony Corporation stock drops 2.67% by midday following an announcement made by Sony Computer Entertainment revealing that the company has received numerous complaints in regard to the performance of the PlayStation 2 video game system. The system's video disc player doesn't work properly. The company announced that it would be investigating whether the issue is technical or a misunderstanding on the part of the consumers. In 2002, Sony announced the Klee PEG NR70 and PEG NR70V handheld computers. They would go on sale on April 13th, and weigh only 7 ounces. This was a 66 megahertz Motorola Dragon Ball Super VZ processor. 2003, Sony Klee PEG TG50 is announced. It featured a 320 by 320 backlit color screen, Bluetooth built-in keyboard, Palm OS 5, and costs $400. Sony also announced the Klee PEG SJ22 and SJ33 handheld computers for $200 and $300. And Vector Capital announces that it's reached an agreement with Microsoft under which Vector Capital would acquire Microsoft's 23 million shares of Carell stock for $13 million. And in 2009, Google releases Android version 1.1, and Billy Corgan tells Congress that broadcast radio should share money on songs with the performers. Seems to be a bigger issue nowadays, as this bill is actually coming to a head.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.